The Escambia County Commission is set to vote Thursday on adding 12 career firefighter positions to staff Escambia Fire Rescue's Ferry Pass Station. WUWF's Dave Dunwoodie reports.
The 9 enlisted and 3 lieutenant slots will cost an additional $375,000 in salary and benefits. The idea came about after 2 residential fires on Good Friday, neither of which were answered by Ferry Pass, the closest station, because of a shortage of volunteer firefighters.
Ferry Pass is one of our busiest stations. In fact, we have about 5 other stations. If we added them all together, they would make as many calls as they do in Ferry Pass.
Commissioner Grover Robinson, whose District 4 includes the Ferry Pass area, attended a town hall meeting shortly after the fires and then reported back to his colleagues. Data from Escambia Fire Rescue shows that station, the agency's busiest last year, fielding almost 2,100 calls, but about a third of them had to be answered by other stations.
Those guys and the volunteers, they've seen the numbers come down. They're continuing to make many calls, but the volume is just significantly beyond their ability. And I want to be very clear, they do a good job, the volunteer. So at this point, there's no other way to make sure that we have service, and what the citizens of Ferry Pass said loud and clear at the town hall meeting was get somebody over there.
After meeting with Escambia Fire Rescue Chief Pat Grace, County Administrator Jack Brown last month told the commission that a dozen paid firefighters, 4 each, staffing 3 around-the-clock shifts, would be assigned to Ferry Pass.
I can swing it in this year's budget, but we'll have to look at where we're going as part of next year's budget. There's a nursing home, a hospital, a high-rise, a lot of other concerns.
Brown also addressed what many consider to be a sometimes contentious rivalry between volunteer and career firefighters.
Main thing is going to be is that the career firefighters and the volunteer firefighters continue to work together and to make sure that, you know, as they work through these issues, that they're respectful of each other and continue to make it work for the residents of Escambia County.
One obstacle is a change in training requirements by the state. The 40 hours of instruction once needed by volunteers has risen to 206. Chief Pat Grace says that's exacerbating an existing problem in recruiting volunteers.
We are providing the best service possible right now based on the funding that we have. We don't need to promote hysteria or paranoia or fear or anything like that, but we could always use more firefighters.
A survey last year shows a 54% reduction in certified volunteer firefighters at the agency and a 40% reduction in non-certified volunteers. As of last November, Escambia Fire Rescue had lost more than 190 personnel over the past 5 years.
That's through volunteers quitting. We've done everything we can to try and recruit more volunteers, and this isn't a problem that's specific to Escambia County or Northwest Florida. It's a nationwide problem.
And Grace's concerns are not just his own. Many other firefighters in the area believe that the fewer volunteers available can lead to slower responses.
If there are no firefighters in the Ferry Pass Fire District to respond to a call, then a fire engine from either Ensley or from Brent will have to respond. That's going to add at least 3 to 7 minutes to the response time.
At County Administrator Jack Brown's direction, Chief Grace and Public Safety Director Mike Weaver will develop figures on staff, response, and missed calls. Brown also wants the commission to accept training hours compiled online, which would be consistent with the state fire college's standards. Dave Dunwoodie, WUWF News.